Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life in the Lair.
And today I'm going to be answering yet more emails and so forth. So, you know, I get these from time to time. I don't mind answering them. If you guys have any questions of me, please email me, redonkulous12@gmail.com. Probably cover it on the show at some point. All right, so this next one's coming from a guy. He doesn't really give his name. It's more like a thank you letter. Starts off with, been watching for 6 years. Unfortunately, I got married shortly after I discovered your channel. I should have listened to you. My divorce was finalized 2 years or so ago, and she hid her insanity for the 2 years we dated before we got married. Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt. All right, now, keeping the insanity under wraps for 2 years is very difficult for a lot of women. And if she was able to do this, then I would say there's something nefarious going on. I mean, my ex-wife did the same thing. I didn't really get any of the crazy, you know, signals until, you know, 3.5 years in, and I'd already been married to her for like 1.5 years. There were other flags in regards to her past that I ignored because I was blue pill thinking.
Ah, sucker.
Once we were married, she went off the rails. She gained a lot of weight and the sex dried up, and she blamed it all on the birth of our daughter. It's very common, very common. My daughter is with me every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 1/2 of all holidays. I listened to your advice. I documented her emotional and crazy tirades on video for court and wore a hidden camera when her brother threatened to kill me. I also keylogged her laptop, which was my laptop since I gave it to her, and I acquired hundreds of texts and pictures of her cheating on me. He doesn't really go into detail. I'm assuming these are action shots. I pushed for a jury trial for the divorce proceedings, and she was forced to give me every single weekend and half of all holidays. I fully intended to make public her cheating and crazy behavior. Yes, I know it's legal blackmail, but when it comes to my kid, all bets are off. That's exactly how you do it. Right there.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I also took your advice and slowly removed my important property from our home. And this also saved my ass because of my job. I needed my passport. Also, pictures of my dead father and brother. I know she would have destroyed them just to be spiteful. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm glad my advice is getting out there. All right. Because it's so goddamn heartbreaking to hear the same story from different mouths all the time. They get married, she gains a bunch of weight, has a kid, sex dries up, she expects you to pay all the bills, and, you know, calls you a villain and punishes you when you don't want to live up to the, you know, provider role, even though she's not providing her half of, you know, the marriage contract and roles and what have you.
Can you believe this sexist pig?
It's been going on for decades. All right. There's a reason I came up with the term pulling the pin on the fat grenade. Because there's a lot of women that literally walk down that aisle, and before they step out of the church, they just pull the pin on that fat grenade, which is located between their tatas, and before you know it, they're 100 pounds heavier. Or they have a kid, and then they refuse to lose the baby weight, and then they shame and blame you and guilt you when you bring up, hey, you know, maybe you should lose 50 pounds.
Are you calling me fat?
All right, now I'm glad you paid attention. I am glad you removed all of the sentimental shit from your house, because I have talked to hundreds of guys in the 30-some-odd years I'm in the service whose soon-to-be ex-wives burned all of their family pictures, destroyed their military medical records, destroyed their, you know, service records, you know, got rid of passports, birth certificates, you name it. And good luck getting that back. I mean, once it's gone, all she has to do is say, Your Honor, it's already gone. I destroyed it. And there's fuck all you can do about it. All right, so if you have made the error to live with a woman on a regular basis and you still maintain your sentimental or important documents or property in that house, you're out of your goddamn mind. That shit will be destroyed and disappeared the minute she decides to get on the crazy train. And you're screwed. All right. I am glad you had the information in regards to her cheating. I'm sure that had a major factor in you getting as much time with your children as you did. You didn't mention child support or anything like this. But if you get, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, you know, that's 12 days a month. It's almost half. And if there's a holiday in there, chances are it's pretty close to 50% of the time. So that might have had an impact on the amount of child support you have to pay. Okay. Now, again, dudes, women do this on the regular. In current year, I cannot advise you to get married in any way, shape, or form. Because more than likely, it's going to blow up in your face and you're going to wind up singing the blues. Let's move on to the next one.
Wow, that was depressing.
All right, this is just a quick fragment or image or snapshot into what's currently going on inside the ranks. Okay. So he starts off... I'm not going to give his unit or his, name because he's still in active service. I don't want to see him get screwed up. Okay, my name is Major Tim. I'm currently the S2 for my battalion. I oversee security clearances for my battalion. All right, gotcha. In the past, exceptions for clearance were rare. Now, 2 out of 3 clearances that I send up the chain have factors that would have disqualified members as little as 5 years ago. Mental illness, drug use, criminal past was almost always a failure in trying to get a clearance. Now we are issuing them on the regular. I have 18 months until I go over my 20 years, and I am out of here. I can drop my packet in 6 months, because typically, you know, once you go over 19 years, you can drop your packet, and, you know, it is what it is. All right, so technically, this officer is in sanctuary. He's over 18 years, so even if he is identified, it might be somewhat difficult to really prevent him from retiring. I no longer care about rank. This insanity will have very bad effects in the future, and I do not want my name associated with this. That's called integrity, gentlemen. I have seen some crazy stuff in the military. I have seen some guys get a secret clearance. In my opinion, they should not have gotten, but that was exceedingly rare.
I think in the 500 or 600 clearance packages that I had processed and filled out, I think maybe two or maybe three got a secret clearance when they probably should not have. All right, now it appears, you know, 60-some-odd% of all of these clearances are going up the chain. No matter what, they're coming down and they're giving these people a clearance.
This is bad, right?
All right. Now, when you're dealing with top secret shit, you want to make sure the people handling that information are morally and mentally uncompromised. Now, we have so many people with all of this gender craziness that, you know, they're just overlooking a major mental illness, in my opinion, delusionism. All right. Now, when, like right before I got medically retired, I got sent up to the VA and I came down with, you know, my different ratings. One of the ratings was relatively high on the TBI and the PTSD side. And they immediately, you know, took away my weapons. So meaning I could no longer operate ranges. I couldn't go to the ranges. I couldn't handle any of the weapons. All right. And they were considering suspending my my TS clearance. Thankfully, they didn't. They allowed me to keep it up until the end, which I believe it's now expired, but it is what it is. We are probably going to see in the future a lot of top secret and classified spillage because of this. And I don't know why this has taken place. It sounds to me that they just don't have people that are morally and mentally sound, and they need to fill the slots with someone. That's exceptionally bad, in my opinion. But there we are.
We're fucked, aren't we?
Let's move on to the next one. This is Mr. Pop. How do you feel about women climbing the ranks inside the manosphere? You have been at the Red Pill game for over a decade, and you never went over 150,000 subscribers on YouTube. Some women channels have gone over 500,000 in subscribers in less than a year. This seems fishy to me. Yes. Yes, it does. I have a method of delivery which is less than desirable. I'm a military man. I am very liberal with the F word. I have no problem using the Lord's name in vain, speaking the truth about you, and just being an outright, upfront, honest asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
You are an asshole.
With that being said, there's probably a lot of people out there who, once they hear me drop a couple F-bombs, move off the channel to do other and listen to like more friendly people. I got it. I really don't care. All right, but my important thing is this, is the message. I'm not doing this to be rich, and I'm not doing this to be famous. I am doing this because it needs to be done.
So makes you that guy.
All right, I saw how important this was right after my divorce was finalized and I was living on the street, and I knew I ran into a bunch of other people who directly attributed their homelessness and, you know, substance abuse addictions to the horrible treatment they got in family and divorce court. I've been burying guys every single year from suicide, and almost all of them, I would say over 70%, you can trace it right back to a divorce, a lost child, or a contact with a divorce court or family court. All right, now these, like, women channels, I'm not going to name them. I have met a couple of these ladies in the real world. I have absolutely no problem with them pushing the message, because if it can save more people, it will. It's unfortunate that I'm getting shadow banned to the extent that I am. And the only way around this is everyone out there who sees this video, share the channel and this video as far and wide as you can. Now, there's a reason why we have certain channels or certain videos that will jump to like 20,000 views in 1 or 2 days. And then mysteriously, they just get capped. And we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of fans who watch the show, who have sent emails or let us know in comments that they were unsubscribed from my channel. And some of these guys are like, this has happened like 5-6 times.
Something fishy is going on.
Now, at some point, when the Manosphere and the MGTOW and the Red Pill guys grow in such numbers, they're going to have no choice but to deal with us on the regular, because we will become mainstream at that point. And that is coming up pretty quick. It's predicted by 2030, half the women out there will be single and childless. All right, that means there'll be a glut of dudes who are not married, not looking to get married, who are immersed in the Red Pill MGTOW philosophy. You can't ignore that many people. If you want to make money and you want to get along in this world, you got to pay attention to the majority, because they're the ones at the end of the day who pay your bills.
Not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen.
All right, so that is my opinion on all of these women channels climbing up the ranks. It's a little disappointing on my behalf and at a personal level. But beyond my personal feelings, I am glad somebody is getting the message out. Like I said before many times, I'm tired of burying you guys. It's getting old.